Welcome to the Marvelous Ones here on NTNRadio.com, iTunes, Google Play, blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah.
Not the last blah. You're overselling.
We're not on the last blah?
Well, maybe we are, actually. Now I check.
Okay.
Yes, we are on Spotify. Maybe.
I don't even know anymore. I don't know anymore. I don't pay attention. I should. It's my job.
I'm getting the sense that we're all kind of numb today.
We are numb. Warren and I are on another show that we record before this, and when I say we had technical delays that took us over 2 hours to fix, it's not a joke.
It took us 2.5 hours to do a half-hour show.
Yeah, it was a mess.
The last one of it, so...
Yeah, no, that was the last take of... Take 72.
And it's always the best. Your first run or maybe your second run. Your first run's always the best
because everything's fresh and you're not trying to recreate anything.
Phil trying to stick in the same joke over and over and over again.
Is this like his love life? Is that the metaphor we're going for here?
I have no idea what's going on there.
Phil's girlfriends, it gets boring really fast.
You know, I actually had a woman tell me that I ruined her for all other men this weekend.
Actually, that is a true statement, I have to admit.
All right, so unlike
but not
you.
Not in the way that he would like to hear it.
Unlike you, Warren, nobody said that to you this weekend. That's all I have to say about that. Warren and I went on a road trip for our other show.
A love affair of the century, I'm sure.
Yeah, had a good...
Niagara Falls region.
Virginia. Look it up on a map. It is out in the middle of nowhere.
It's not the place. It's the company. So
yeah, that's true. It was definitely company.
Hashtag uncomfortable in the room today.
But we got
hashtag awkward.
But we got to come home so we can talk about homecoming.
It's
not the right transition. That was the first movie.
I know.
It's far home, far from home, or whatever.
But he gets to come home, though. He's no longer a dust bunny. He's no longer a dust bunny.
Well, according to Samuel L. Jackson, he's a bitch.
Yeah.
That's true.
Spoilers ahead.
A
little bit.
Well, it's a trailer. You can't spoil a trailer.
Well, he did on the announcement beforehand. He's like, this trailer can be spoiled.
No, he's like, this spoiler is going to be.
If you haven't seen the first one. No, that's not even.
That's like a bad Michael Caine.
Yeah. Well, Michael Caine's British.
Well, yeah, he's been.
You're for sure. I do a good Scotland Yard. Did you ever heard your Robin?
That was bad.
Yeah. That was horrible.
I don't even know what that was.
So, Spider-Man trailer came out, and they even started with, because I think Disney was saying, let's not, or Marvel was saying, let's not do anything without a spoiler alert before.
Well, they put official policy out there.
Yeah.
Two weekends. That's all they'll give their new movies. As far as, was it the directors, the Russo brothers, they said, spoiler free after this last weekend. So.
Right.
There you go.
So that's over and done with. Now it's all gloves are off.
Yeah. So this is the end of Phase 3. This movie is the official ending of Phase 3 before they go Phase 4. And they started right off the bat. I miss Tony. I miss him so much.
I miss him so much.
Someone's got to be the next Spider-Man.
Crying like a bitch.
Iron Man. Yeah, who's going to be in the next Iron Man?
Although I did like the joke with the cops. That was pretty good.
Funny. Oh, just doing your job.
Just doing your job.
Because they were like, we need a new Iron Man.
You're the new Iron Man? Well, I don't have time. I'm doing your job.
There you go. That's it. It's like, I'm just a friendly neighborhood. Bitch, you was in space.
Yeah. So we kind of have like the plot. There's going to be a multiverse.
Yeah. So
I'm kind of okay with that.
I'm kind of thinking maybe, maybe not. Right, like, here's what I don't understand is I always thought Mysterio was a bad guy.
No, that was the first, actually, the shocking thing for me. He is a bad guy.
We don't know. Well, I mean,
especially in the Logan series,
He's trying to come off as a good guy in the trailer.
True, but he never was ever trying to be a good guy.
Good guy,
ever,
right.
Ever.
So here's my questions.
In our universe.
Little deep thoughts, right? Are they doing a multiverse, or does he have some diabolical scheme where he says, yeah, I'm from the multiverse. There was a terror after the snap, and he's just using that to get in and get, you know.
Or is this an out for Disney, Marvel in general, so they can introduce X-Men and Fantastic Four? And, Robert Downey Jr. is alive for one more movie, or, you know. Because in this multiverse, in this other version, this alternate universe.
Thanos never happened.
And the Fantastic Four helped. Phil's not talking.
There's a lot to be like, ooh, processed what's going there, here? Yeah.
But yeah, that was a shocker. It's like, oh, whoa. Because all he did before, he was just like a glorified, you know. A glorified.
What?
I'm trying to think like
Doug Henning. Doug Strange.
Doug Henning.
He was a stuntman.
That's what I'm saying. He was just a magician. Doug Henning.
At first. Man, that's an old school pool.
I was trying to think of the other guy, the
David
one
Copperfield.
Yeah, that was the
Doug Henning was way before Doug.
I couldn't remember his name. I could see his face and his ex-wife.
Now you got mostly Chris, his ex-wife. Now you got Chris Angel.
No, well, he's just a shock person. What's wrong with you? Remember Claudia Schiffer, man? Come on.
Yeah, I know. I was like remembering Claudia.
You remember Naked was what you're doing. Yeah, you're who does it?
I didn't know she owned clothes.
Yeah, but Mysterio, yeah, he's always been a villain. At one time he was a stunt man, but then later on he was some kind of mystic.
Oh, I didn't know he had any magical powers. He just, again, was smoking mirrors with that guy, I thought.
I consider magicians have magic powers. That's like where the word comes from. Magician powers.
Where did that rabbit come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm retarded. I'll throw it in there.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Throw it in there. Again, I told you guys before, because I don't think either of you have read the Logan series, graphic novels. He was a major player in that, and he did a good job. He really screwed Wolverine up bad in that. I can't talk to you guys about it because you didn't read the book. But... Yeah. It was almost like they were reaching, like, if you remember the last Spider-Man version where they had like the robotic Iron Man,
right,
and all, or I'm sorry, robotic Rhino, and just the others. I don't know if they had Scorpion, whatever, but it was just sort of ad hoc and kind of, I don't know.
Well, the other artificial thing about the multiverse, now we will also get the chance of Miles Morales from the multiverse.
I hope not.
The Porky Pig.
No, I hope we don't get any of this.
Spider-Gwen. I hope they don't.
That's what the multiverse does. It opens up all that stuff.
It doesn't mean you have to use it all.
That's true. And that's where I'm headed. I don't want to see all that.
I don't either.
Focus on a primary thread.
But if I remember correctly, they're going to put a series out, though, of What Ifs, if you remember those comic books. What Ifs or Versus. Yeah. So that's going to be interesting. So you can have Ghost Rider versus Wolverine or some kind of abstract thing that's not canon.
Oh, God, I hope they don't bring back Nicolas Cage.
He was so good when he was younger in other movies. I think
the only movie I thought I really enjoyed him in was Raising Arizona.
Wow, that's like a family. Isn't it? He had raised as a kid, right? As a baby.
No. You obviously have never seen it.
When you blow up rabbits with grenades.
I know, right? You leave the kid on the, like, ant-style vacation, like, where they leave the kid on the roof of the car.
I didn't see it. I just saw, like, the cover and, like, a scene. Yeah, like, so, walking around
you're nowhere close
you're
to
nowhere being a okay. near.
All right.
Near what that movie's about.
But no, he used to be cool. Now it's like, his manager go, here's a script, I'll do it. You know,
yeah,
he owed a lot of money to.
I liked him in Kick-Ass, though. Bring it back to our world.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, he wasn't bad in that.
I dug it. I dug Hit Girl more, but I love that character. Awesome. But anyway.
All right, I'll give it that. So you got the new Spider-Man trailer out. I think.
And by the way, I did like look up. I didn't Google it per se, but I did read an article here or there talking about. So 5 years he was gone, but he's still in high school. So his best friend, I guess that was
got
confirmed
snapped too.
Yeah, but then I presume Mary Jane had to have also.
Yeah,
they were all dust bunnies.
Yeah.
Why does he keep using?
I don't know. I don't know.
There's another you can ashy people something.
No. That's racist.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh.
We have music.
Is that us?
Uh-oh.
I thought somebody. It was the ice cream truck. I was like, hey, ice cream man.
Didn't we have a rule about that? Something?
Yeah, I violated it last show, so I can't get on them too hard about that. With the new Spider-Man, though, I mean, the world's kind of moving on. But yeah, so I have a feeling that it gives them the opportunity to bring in new high school students in case they wanted to jump out some. People got snapped.
So no Flash and you know, the potential Venom later, but I guess they can't touch that now because the other Venom did well enough financially that they're going to do Venom 2, Venom 3 with Carnage and Woody behind the bar, all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, so I mean, we'll see how they all play it out. I don't want to say that I have, like, oh, great ideas of what they're going to do, but I have faith that they're going to do it well.
I got a good vibe from them. I usually have, you know, I do have a spidey sense when it comes to trailers. This one felt good.
Totally, from the trailer, misguessed Raising Arizona. So I'm not sure.
I saw the trailer. You're talking about, and my powers have matured. Like, anyway, point is, yeah, I'm intrigued. Why is he wearing the black suit? And what is he going to do with the super suit now? Because he's Iron Spider-Man now.
He has that special metal suit.
But does
the black suit? Remember, in the first trailer for Spider-Man, he leaves the suit home.
Does he?
Yes.
Oh, is that why he wears the black?
Probably that's why
But he wears the regular one too.
It's probably what Fury brings him.
Yeah.
Or Happy. I hope Happy gets happy. I so hope Happy.
Oh,
gets happy.
No, not with Aunt May.
Yeah. It gives hope for all the nerds that.
That's gonna be so awkward.
But
awkward.
She's hot.
Oh yes, she is.
I'd never thought that those words would be combined in one sentence. Aunt May is hot. That just.
Yeah.
It should never occur.
It should, but it did.
It did. They went that way. We can't help them. We can't stop them.
You notice how no one really. Because I'll get a little blustery about, okay, we have to have a black this or, you know, black that. They're switching it out to be progressive, but I really didn't hear a chirp when they made Versatile. Well, yeah.
Where's old ugly Aunt
she
May?
She wasn't ugly,
where's
but 90? She was elderly.
Yeah, we're talking 90-year-old Aunt May.
We're talking now hard Aunt 70s, like, 80s, and then we went like mid-40s, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Hot mid-40s.
Right.
And not a chirp.
Nobody like, okay. Complained.
Everybody's like, let's see where this goes.
Apparently, Aunt May's biological clock is ticking like that.
Yeah, she went through the little Ant-Man verse, and then boom, came out the other end.
Yeah,
and then gave hope to fat older middle aged men all over.
And with
the
any luck, she was snapped, so she didn't age 5 years.
She doesn't like. Yeah.
See, plan ahead, Thanos. Plan ahead. Help us hook a brother up.
Okay, spoiler here. Just
hook
just
a happy up.
Snarky nerd, like Stark's kicked ass this weekend or that weekend. They killed all the
last
villains.
Weekend.
Last
weekend.
Yeah,
well, they
last
killed
weekend.
The big bad villains.
All the big bad villains were taken out by Starks.
Yeah, that's
where
that
I thought
true.
It was the other way around, where I thought the Starks were cooked. Yeah. Kind of. One was. Well, what, literally.
Yeah.
But
yeah, well, you know, that happens. You kind of. Whatever. Yeah. Do we want to talk a little Game of Thrones?
Are we done with Spidey?
I think so.
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot.
There's not a lot.
Wasn't
there.
A lot in the thing. Other than the biggest shock to me for that was Mysterio being seemed to be a good guy. Although that could be the smoke and mirrors aspect.
Sure, absolutely.
That's why I thought when they said there's a tear in the whatever the space kind continues or whatever.
There's a multiverse.
Multiverse, right? when he said that, I thought, why wouldn't Mysterio fake all that? He'd be able to fake all that, right?
Well, that's we're going into who knows.
Maybe. Well, that's assuming he's the actual magical one versus just the magician one.
Or just he knows he went to the magic shop and he had like the advanced book, you know?
Yeah,
something. Sort of thing.
I don't know. I
got a good vibe. And I haven't been to London yet, so it's a pretty good city for him to swing around in. So there's buildings, so he's not having to jog from countryside to countryside or have to get a spider bike like the toys they'd make out of nowhere. You'd seen Toys R Us. I was a little jaded by that because Spider-Man don't need a motorcycle.
They'd make up
you know, Batmobile versions for every character that don't need. I hate that one. Oh, by the way, I'll throw in. Hi, Warren. I used my free pass to watch any movie I want for
draw.
The rest of the year
name
at
draw.
The Angelica Film Center in Fairfax. I watched Avengers for the second time with a friend. And
again, here's the finger for you.
Why? Oh, because I have
well,
a friend.
Wait a minute. The key there was, and I didn't think this could happen, was what? He had a friend.
It was a girl, too. How about that? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Different genitive.
I am very surprised.
Anyway, watching it the second time, what is going on here? What was that? We're having all kinds of technical fun.
It's been all day.
Random
it's like
ghosts.
Ghosts.
Oh, we can talk about ghosts. Game of Thrones. Anyway, saw a second time around, and I'll admit, I kind of the negatives, the positives were still there. The negatives got smaller, and I still enjoyed it, knowing what was coming.
I'm hoping because I don't get to get it for free, and apparently I don't have any friends that do get to watch it for free.
that are willing to take you anyway.
Well, I'm just saying he's not a friend. When it comes out on television on HBO, if they're like only 4 years,
it'll be Netflix first.
If they only invented a device that like you could communicate with other people you know, just to say like, are you free, or hey, let's do.
I'm not the one with the passes that would be the one inviting the other person. See how that works? Like, it would be like...
Oh, no, I get it. High maintenance. That's what we're
talking about. Well, no. It's more like, hi, will you take me to the movies on your free pass? It's kind of like begging.
Although I agree with Phil that he is right, but you are right that he is very high maintenance.
I am high maintenance.
Welcome to Junior Riverdale, where the young girls have their issues and problems.
Yes, and we all...
The quick wrap-up is, like, The vajayjay scene, or vajayjay squad, it wasn't as nearly as long as it was in my memory. It was like, it was only like three seconds.
Yeah, it's only like a couple seconds.
It felt like double that, five or six. It didn't bother me as much.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. Whatever, if they think that sells more tickets, that's fine.
Well, they're being political. It may sell tickets, but it's
and
also...
I don't like that for politics on either side, right? It doesn't matter to me. Keeps the politics out of movies. I just want entertainment.
You violate the number one rule of a filmmaker, you disengage your audience, because that'd be like... So, at a different point in the battle where it was Scarlet Witch kicking Thanos' backside, and then all of a sudden, oh, wait... If you have a vajayjay over here, oh, sorry, Thanos, I gotta go.
Yeah, I can't whoop your ass no more. I gotta go.
Yeah, so that was took me out of it. Again, that was shorter, but to be honest with you, and to put pause on the macho card for a minute, like it was still emotional. All those scenes just were still as deep, not as shocking because I knew they were coming. Whether it was Thor seeing his mom or Captain America having to make that choice, save the world,
and the hammer, yeah.
No, absolutely. The hammer was still awesome. Like, I was waiting for that beauty shot where it was entire Thanos army and was a beaten up Captain America standing.
Was this like Clue where they had different endings? Like, is there any chance that the Hulk is the Hulk
none,
again?
Zero.
He's still a wuss?
Basically, Doctor Strange didn't put up any fingers. One more, no. But by the way, I did think just driving up here today. It came full circle. You understand why Doctor Strange saved Iron Man. Because he had to save Iron Man so Iron Man could kill Thanos later. And
right,
he knew that.
Yeah, snap it, right.
Yeah. That didn't occur to me until later.
No, that occurred to me right away. I didn't know that was news.
Well,
there was only one way. And that's why he couldn't tell him.
I know.
I can't. He's like, is this what's supposed to happen? He's like, I can't tell you that or else things might change.
I think he still would have done it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely think so. But Strange was right to not take the chance.
So then, I think we talked about off air. It's gonna. Hard segue as far as the announcement today that Star Wars, the next two trilogies, whichever trilogy is coming up next won't be out for 3.5 years.
December 2022.
Not surprised, but
it's not a problem.
The only reason I had because the other news, big news today was that it looks like because the top two movies were owned by James Cameron was Avatar, then Titanic, and Avengers. Endgame just took the number two spot, and it's on a bullet right now to take number one.
Yeah, I mean it's over $2 billion now.
Right, and it got there faster than they anticipated, much faster.
Much faster,
and
I think
it's still selling out in some areas. That's what's
weird. Oh yeah, they're still running extra shows and stuff.
Yeah, well, saw again, not name dropping, but I watched the Angelica, and they dedicated three theaters, and it was all time slots were
name draw.
That's not a name drop.
Well, tried to. When you say
and
before
the
you
other
say
movie,
it, it's not.
So the number one movie is Avatar, right?
Correct
for the moment.
For the numbers. Yeah.
Which now you also had some other news about a sequel for that.
Oh well, they pushed because it's all one company now. They got bought by Disney, so those dates got pushed back as well. It was kind of the thing where those other franchises where they shoot all of them at the same time, but they release them staggered, like Lord of the Rings or so and so forth. But they did push back Avatar 2 another 6 months to a year.
You know.
At least.
I feel like if they don't come out with that soon, I'm going to lose my interest. I enjoyed Avatar.
It was okay.
There were some things I didn't like about it.
What bothered me was it looked like a video game. I felt like I should have a controller in my hand. When they're running through the high tree forest on the branches, it felt like I could have a controller.
Yeah.
It took away from me on that one.
Yeah, but I think I liked the concept of it. Plus, I watch movies on Sci-Fi Channel, so realistic graphics and stuff are not that important to me.
Yeah. And Cameron has a thing against corporations. He hates big business.
Yeah.
Alien, you name it. They're
for
always
a guy
bad
who's in a big business and one of the biggest ones.
The
right?
biggest business.
Right, the biggest business.
Actually, Hollywood is not that big a business.
No, I meant like he's business. Now hooked up with Fox.
He's Disney.
Now he's Disney.
I'm just saying entertainment, they're much bigger businesses than entertainment when it comes to knowledge.
Yeah, I know. But I was looking forward to an Avatar 2, but now it's like, man, it's been so long.
Yeah, well.
I just don't know.
Just a bunch of blue people.
If it wasn't for the show, I might not go to see another Avatar.
They're banking on the fact that it is the number one gross ever. So
for another like week or so, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, even number two, not bad.
I mean, right? they might have Endgame 2 in 6 years. So I don't know. I'll go see another Avatar because I did enjoy the first one.
Well, you know, Warren, I will see Avatar. You know why?
Because you get to see it for free.
That's exactly why. Because you'll get to see
actually,
it for free.
That's not necessarily true because it's an annual pass. It ends. It's only for 2019, and they're nice to me again.
But you'll go in there and say, where's my new card?
I didn't notice it didn't work.
Well, here's the hidden secret, well-known secret. Like, movie theaters, they just don't care. If you notice, sometimes they don't check tickets depending on the theaters.
Oh, mine all do. Well, I look sketchy.
not that the Angelica doesn't, but like over a lifetime, different theaters over time, they just sometimes they don't even have an attendee there because they make their money, guess where? Sugar and salt, basically. It's, yeah. I mean, I went in for free, but I still dropped almost $20 for like a nachos and a small drink.
Oof.
You know?
That's rough.
It was
$20, you could literally rent the theater out for free by me for the whole theater, have the whole theater to yourself.
And then, and as you would do, you'd have a lady friend with you. For the same charge, I'm saying.
Only if the air compressor was working that day.
Oh, man. I was just trying to be like mean.
Man,
this is
just beat up on Phil Day in every aspect. So screw you guys.
You know how many
Game
people feel sorry for you?
Nobody
right
does. Game of Thrones this past week. We got a couple minutes. Let's get into that.
Yeah, they finally did a plug for merchandise and products.
Yeah. I'm not even watching it, but I saw that.
Wow.
Yeah, because it's the high, the production value, television, it's the number one show ever, blah, blah, blah. And it just, it's unimaginable that it slipped through. It's just between, just on the set, we have people, I mean, because I've been on so many large sets, Warren, like big movie sets.
Name drop.
They have handlers who just, I mean, literally, I remember the peak, one of the peaks was I was on House of Cards, and they literally had a guy painting or cleaning the steps up to the terrace where the scene was being shot. I mean, they have handlers on top of handlers who look for these specifically. That's their job. One of my teachers back in and when I took classes at Boston University, he was a set dresser. He was making six figures as a set dresser, but he had to quit because he was just tired of moving furniture. His job was to look at for the one scene I did at the Kennedy Center, the Russell Crowe movie with Ben Affleck.
Name drop.
Anyway, they had champagne glasses everywhere. It was nice and clean, but they went in and they poured some out. They messed them up. Just so all the little nuances that only stick out. It's like an offensive lineman in football. You only notice them when they make a mistake kind of thing. So for
Definitely noticed the mistake this time.
Well, they did not. As large a production as this was, let alone the actors, and let alone the whatever post production, from coloring to the straight up edit to miss that.
Now, the only way it could have been worse if the woman with the gray hair would have actually picked it up and drank out of it.
Gray hair.
I don't know what the character's name is. Blondish gray hair.
Who is that? What character is that, Phil?
Is he talking Cersei?
No, it was the scene. It was Danny.
Oh,
where the Starbucks mug was. Anyway, but their response, they brush it off. They're like, you know, they made a mistake. She ordered herbal tea, not a coffee or a latte.
Yeah, well, you know,
what are they gonna do? They screwed up.
Valerian tea. If she'd ordered Valerian tea, we'd all be fine.
Why is that the one that kills her? No, which is.
Valerian. No, Valerian tea. I don't know. They have Valerian steel. Well, Valerian tea is something they used to have in like ancient Rome.
What?
Yeah.
It's a magical mushroom.
Did you ever watch Plebs?
I'm smelling BS is what we're kind of close to the country.
No, it's in Plebs. It's got to be real.
It's got to be real if it's in Plebs.
We move on because I'm getting bored with our own conversation here. I can't.
Okay, so
Game of Thrones.
I did not see the attack from the Iron Fleet.
What?
I mean, I saw it, but I didn't see it coming.
Oh, Yeah, poor Dragon.
Poor Dragon.
He took it to the throat hard.
Yeah, he took a couple.
Well, he took a couple. It's like, okay, you know, the regular battle, but he had one go straight through his throat, in and out, and you saw the gushy blood. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
and then they turned those things on the fleet, and those things tore the fleet up.
Tore what? Turned
the boat. Oh, that the
yeah. Well, that's their job. That's their king of the water.
You know? Yeah.
So, you know, Aquaman could have took him out if he was there. But
Maybe.
But
Aquaman already died in this show.
I know, because he decided to ride horses
he was
on
the
this.
Right, right? He got the little infection and died.
I did see one funny-ish meme, kind of naughty, where they're mad at Grey Worm because he ended the relationship where one of her body parts was cut off, and how hypocritical of him.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So I did not see them getting wiped out before the battle even happened, right?
No, they're decimated. Even when they went to the gates, it's like...
why didn't they loose the arrows on her, right? They didn't take it out.
Either that, or, yeah, I thought there was more dated comment, but I think there were more troops in stripes.
Yeah.
I thought, for a moment, just like I had a sense that maybe Sansa was done with the knife in the crypt,
yeah.
I thought, whoa, he's... And I think they should have killed him. Cersei's character.
At that point?
Yeah, when she had all the arrows drawn, there's nothing in the world that would inhibit her. There's no loss for them to go after. Because if they get mad, so what? Were they going to attack? They got the high ground and...
There wasn't enough of them to make a damage.
Yeah.
Well, I think the big thing flying around, and I don't know why when they came up, where was the other dragon, right?
What do you mean?
Like, one of her dragons survived. They
right,
marched
yeah, the
up.
One,
where
yeah,
was
yeah.
the other one?
No, he was chilling, but they had like, didn't you see they had, like, four or five of those dragon harpoon, yeah.
Well, they got to get him a suit of armor or something.
Horses wear armor.
Horses wear armor.
I know, but this is not the Avengers headquarters. They don't just manufacture this junk.
And then I thought it was kind of cool, Missandei's last words.
Which
was
one?
Jakar, which is what
it's
she
all
said
right.
when she burns them, right? So she's like saying, yeah. "Burn them."
Yeah, it was okay. I kind of saw it coming, but here's my thing. Okay, tactics.
Did you see the head getting thrown off? I thought she was going to shove down.
But that's the thing. That was my tactic strategy. If I know I'm going down, Cersei's right there. I'm handcuffed. I wrap myself around her and I jump off. I either push her off or I jump off with her. Battle done. Not one spear.
If battle not done. That's not how militaries work.
But no, but think
up.
About it.
Plus, that does not set up Grey Worm fighting the mountain.
I'm not in conjecture. I'm just saying that ends the fight right there, essentially. Because no one fought. You know, Tyrion said it best. You don't like the people don't like you. You off Cersei just like that. Done. They're not going to fight. Who's going to step up to take up Cersei's role? Nobody. Right?
Somebody always steps
well,
up.
Well, what's his name, Wood?
Who?
Theon's uncle.
Power like, hates a vacuum.
Like he.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, you're talking about theory. I'm talking about players on the field.
He was standing next to her.
But he's not going to... They're going to follow him?
They'll follow anybody.
After he cuts a few heads off, they will.
Yeah, they'll follow anybody.
Yeah, he's an Ironborn.
I think the mountain kills Grey Worm.
Well, it's one of those things. Now Cersei...
And then the Hound kills the mountain.
Cersei has a mounting list of... Cersei has a mounting list of people who want to kill her.
Yeah.
Are we done already?
Yeah, it's the end
of the show. That was fast.
I know.
We didn't even really talk about him. Really?
Yes.
Seems like we droned on at other things.
Shazam. Worm had us all discombobulated with his transitions.
That's called every episode.
Yeah, I know.
It's not even transition. It's like hard stop, begin brand new.
Right. It's like...
Kind of like what you did with Games of Thrones just now.
What?
Huh?
What? Wow. What?
You even said it. Hard break. Games of Thrones.
I know, but I announced it because it's rare, opposed to just rolls off your tongue like molasses.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.